Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley Cannon. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, specifically WSCIRO. It just seemed like we did this 24 hours ago, actually less than that. Saturdays, we do normally do a broadcast here. I'm a broadcaster from the New England area, and I have my husband on as a guest. Jeff, are you there? Jeff, okay. Hi, Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and how are you, Shirley?
Very good, very good. And well, anyways, I'm just informing the viewer audience that we normally do something on Saturdays. Sometimes we can squeeze a couple of broadcasts in if the Lord is really moving on our hearts to speak about something. But, you know, this whole thing since March has been about, and we've been gaining momentum in the area of just informing people what we are doing for fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this the name of this segment is going to be. We're going to concentrate and focus on the multifaceted, no-nonsense, common-sense approach to fundraising. That's a mouthful, isn't it? But anyway, people from time to time have often asked us, you know, within the last 10 years, what are you doing? You know, how are you raising funds for your ministry? And we've oftentimes felt like we needed to develop the media leg, because the best way to promote any kind of fundraising for any specific thing regarding ministry or community outreach is through the media. And within the last 10 years, the media has been changing rapidly. It's been going through a mega transitioning process with, fees, outrageous fees for the normal run-of-the-mill media outside of the scope of internet. And then within the last 5 years, there's been an explosive growth in social networking multimedia with the latest development of Twitter. And many Christian ministers have finally caught on to that, And now it's like, when the light comes on, everybody's like, wow, we can actually create a Christian community through Facebook. And what we're going to talk about, okay, for an hour, actually probably about 45 minutes, because Madison has to go to his job. He's been blessed with a job that's outside of the house. It helps us with ministry. And that's what I want to tell you. What we're going to share with you is, okay, we started ministry with nothing but our part-time job and a little bit of savings, okay? And that kind of sustained us with, you know, running things very minimally without putting too much pressure on outside resources through fundraising events or even conference speaking, because we're still in the learning stages of ministry development, and we're still in the planning stages of ministry development. We actually have a school that we devised. We actually have trained our board of directors in the first phase of ministry development. We have four, and that's what Seek Christian Teaching and Worship Center is based on and developed by, based on the four phases of ministry development. But within those phases, we want to be able to teach fundraising. And so we're using our ministry and how it developed as an example. And we know that once we build it, they will come. All right, we've heard that in a popular movie recently, well, within the last 10 years. So basically, my husband and I are going to share with you how we've actually purchased a Christian bookstore, I believe, in 2005, because we felt that we wanted to be able to bless people with inspirational Christian literature, okay, to encourage growth in the spirit, and at the same time provide a venue for people to actually own their own bookstore to support either their church ministry or their ministry. And we start our day in the Holy Spirit. That's why you have to have a mission and vision. The Lord gave us a vision from heaven of what's happening now, how, you know, as the days go on, we were going to have an economic crisis, and many companies, many ministries were going to fold that depended on external resources for their existence. And the Lord was saying that internet would be a wonderful way to preserve ministry, to get it out to larger to a larger audience, and to be a venue to be able to teach from, and also to preach materials from. And you know, we were thinking, well, do we have to write a book? And he brought us to this bookstore venue in 2005, right? It started out Spread the Word, and then it went to 30 Fold. And Jeff, why don't you tell more about that? And then, you know, I'm going to be, and this, you know, after Jeff explains what, you know, this opportunity is, then what we can, you know, what I would do is I'm going to share with you the plan that the Lord's given us to be able to teach others how to use the bookstore as a multimedia venue to, first of all, have a multifaceted approach to fundraising. At the same time, sell your bookstore and sell the books and support your ministry. So, Jeff, what do you have to say about owning your own online bookstore?
The online bookstore? Got me off guard a little.
Well, let me start. Okay. We were stepping out of faith. We only had a couple hundred dollars, and we thought, you know, after going to seminars that where you have to go and spend a little bit of money to listen to how one can, you know, do eBay or something where you can sell your own product or your own product line or many products. It just seemed like the initial investment was always, it always was like $7,000 that we didn't have. Right, Jeff?
Well, you call that a little bit of money, hon, Mrs. Caniff?
Well, I don't call that little money, but other people
I said, that's not chump change. They were asking for way beyond our means.
Right. And basically, we were asking the question we presented before the Lord. Lord, is this really what you want us to pursue? And he was telling us, just, you know, observe, okay, and then I will lead you to places on the internet where you can go to websites for free. In fact, when it comes to having a bookstore with your own 1-800 number, with your own, central location. You don't have to, you know, buy a whole bunch of product to put into your own home. Because some people live in a place where their office, their business, the place of business is not zoned for business. So, but there are many places where they can gladly have you operate as a business if you do it through the internet, right? And if you have a central location outside of your place of business where there is drop shipping. So we were looking for those things, and we didn't want to spend $7,000. We knew that, okay? We didn't have it. And we always know that when you have a small business, there's a 5-year startup. It's slow, you know, and it doesn't have to be, but it's actually a safe way for a business to grow. You know, slowly and gradually, you know, learning, you know what the kinks are, fine-tuning things so you can do it better, right? So we got our SS4 EIN number to legitimize our business, and we named it. The Lord wanted us to name it Harvest Victory House Incorporated, right, Jeff?
Correct.
Yeah. And then, because we were doing business in a jurisdiction called a town. We had to go to the town hall to find out, you know, if we had pay a business tax. At first, they said yes, but then we live in a very unique situation because we rent from the church. Now, not the church, not the Christian Teaching and Worship Center, which operates out of the context of where we are in our outreach, but we actually rented from this building, the place where we live, this domicile from a Catholic church. And so because we, we're conducting our business affairs from the Christian Teaching and Worship Center, but from, a physical building that's owned by a church, we were very safe not to have to pay taxes, but we did it anyway to bless the town, for a good start, okay? Doesn't hurt to help. It doesn't hurt to pay something. It was only $25, and that was a good way. That's a good way to get yourself out there, okay? And then how much was it to begin the, to actually purchase the bookstore that took 10 minutes to get online? Jeff?
What?
How long? How much do we have to invest? Inform the viewing audience how much we had to invest initially to get the first bookstore up and running.
$329.
Right. And now it's $200, and it's only because it changed ownership, okay? And they wanted to make it more economical and sensible for people. And so all we needed to come up with was the title of, what we wanted to include in the website address. Okay, so so our website address is for the bookstore is http://hvh.deepershopping.com. Okay, and so if you go to that, it's HVH, as in happy, victory happy, dot deeper shopping, deepershopping.com. I want you to go to that right now if you have access to internet, okay? All right, and I want you to see how we set everything up. Now, we have a couple minutes on here, about 47 minutes to remain, but I think this can, it's very self-explanatory. In this bookstore that we said we spent $329 on, it is now $200. And we've actually just sent out four catalogs, like 25 catalogs, maybe even 50 catalogs. All I had to do was spend $13 on, okay? And that will be to promote our online store. And it's produced and published by a centralized office located in Arizona. Actually, Rick Allen is the CEO of this. We are an independent bookstore, yet we subcontract with the folks in Arizona. Okay. Now, when you pay the full amount, what you can do is they give you a back office. You create the banner for your site. If you are stuck for that, and then they will, they usually have someone who can, help you do banners. And we only have to pay $40 for our banner because we knew what we wanted, and then they provided the work. But you should go very simple. You could do block letters, okay, in the upper part of the bookstore. Now, whenever, there's a promotion, there is a default in the back office that the central office would put on your front page, okay? You're paying for that management. Notice it's not $7,000, it's $200, okay? All right? And on here, towards your far left, you would have the books and the Bible, okay? And then under the books and Bible, they have a part for your own featured product. So if you are anybody who has an e-book that you publish, in your particular ministry, or you know others that want to maybe do some profit share with you, and they would like some of their books or products advertised on your book, in your bookstore, that's the place to do it. Now, and then we have books that are bestsellers. We have definitely, we have a Shack. We have a Shack audio CD, and we have a Shack book. We got Christian fiction books, and I like to just say audio books, Bible study tools, and we have a homeschooling, and this is under the premium bookstore, which is a little bit more expensive, but, you know, we have a homeschool section for those who like to homeschool. And I just want to add a suggestion there. If you decide that you want to homeschool your child, you always need to check with the school department to find out if it's legal, if it's something that you can do, or if they have to, you know, go to school for a physical brick-and-mortar school for a certain time during the day or certain days of the week, then you can actually get this homeschooling package to supplement the educational experience of young ones, okay? So you can always do that. All right, so we have an entertainment section, which is, you know, the contemporary Christian music, movies, games, crafts, and leisure, and things for children, Christian toys that, you know, that portray, you know, morality, you know, that children can grasp at an early age, all right? Mother's Day is coming up, and as I'm looking on here right now, we have ceramic mugs, and there's accessories and apparel and jewelry. Let's talk about apparel. When I was just flipping through the, you know, the new things that they put onto our bookstore page. It could, like I said, there is a warehouse that is, you know, it has own drop shipping, so we never see any of the products except for the ones that we order. But, you know, it's really wonderful how you don't have to have clutter in your house. So anyways, Mother's Day is coming up, and we noticed that there's wonderful products, you know, for Mother's Day. There's also best-selling you know, a book by Willard Harley. He's a best-selling marriage expert. Offers a practical guide to the tools and habits couples need to enjoy a passionate, a lifelong love together. All right. And so, you know, we have kitchen and gourmet things here, and home decor and gifts, art galleries, box, greeting cards, candles and lighting, dolls and collectibles, home decor, photo and memory, stationery and calendars, tech and electronics. And then, of course, in our specialty store section, we have church supplies for everything we need to conduct service, software, Spanish products, and then it says right here, it's Christmas all year. And, of course, you have access to your back office. And for those who are into health and wellness and nutrition, we host a lot of Dr. Valerie Sasson's health remedies. So, and then on my page, if you come to hvh.deepershopping.com, you're going to see that, you know, because we are community outreach organizers, we have other things that point to that. You know, they have a My Points block where people can go on there and sign up for My Points, and you get so many points, and you get, you know, free cards to different stores, you know, and you can, you know, get free air miles, gift cards, dine-in, and much more. We have Zazzle Gallery, and let me just stop here for a second, because as my husband and I were preparing for today's broadcast, we were, you know, the Lord had us write things down so we can use our time wisely, okay? And we can present a plan or service, because many people have been coming to us on Facebook. I am and asking the number one question, can we do what you're doing? Can you teach us? Can you show us? And we, even though we have a school of ministry, we can actually, you know, develop, you know, we can actually teach people leadership skills that would make, you know, that would, you know, make their ministries more effective. There is another part to this. It's called promotion. And people wanted to use the bookstore as a way for men to do ministry and to promote their ministries or other people's ministries. That's another way that we could help people. And so, because people don't have time to sit down. Maybe some of them are intellectually challenged. They can't sit, you know, in an eight-week program and just go through the, you know, reading the books and different things like that. So for those who are more visually oriented, I believe that this is for you. And that's why we titled this the No Nonsense Multifaceted Approach to Fundraising. And I believe it's doing common sense in there. Okay. Because we started out as a media outreach ministry, and Chip, I know you're on there. That's because you're the guest. So feel free to interject if you feel the need to do so. Okay. We have several venues. We do Faith Talk Live Prayer on Blog TV. We've done that since September. But prior to that, we established a broadcasting network called WSTKITV, which stands for Feed the Kingdom Internet Christian Television of Greater Boston. And we established it on YouTube. The Lord gave us a mission and vision for a broadcasting network. And many people saw what we were doing, and they started sending us videos. And we started to do that own because we had already a mission and vision for a show. But we started out as just facets of God, where we were airing. We actually went into a physical studio through Comcast because we were already an established 501c3 nonprofit organization, which enabled us to be able to have a permanent slot. We did this for a period of about 10 years, and we produced over 100 shows. So we already knew what we wanted to do, you know, as everything transitioned over from an analog studio to a digital studio online on the Internet. And then we were thinking, well, maybe we can use this online Internet studio access to promote people's ministries, to promote Christian businesses, okay? And so, of course, where did we start? We had to start where we live. We had to start with us. And then, when we got onto Facebook, then we found out about Blog Talk Radio, and we decided to use Blog Talk Radio as a way to plug in what we're doing on Blog TV and YouTube. And then when Twitter came along, it was more like, all right, we want to get this out real quick about what we're going to be doing this week, so let's, you know, Twitter it. And next thing you know, we had this, this social. We had this method of getting out there into the, you know, internet audience, which many people are part of this internet audience. And now we're even looking into the Pal Talk scene because we established a group on Facebook called the Joshua Connection because we had an autistic young man named Joshua. And we know that, people that are raising these wonderful children need a lot of prayer, as well as the individuals who are suffering with autism and other special needs. And as soon as we put that up there, many people started coming. So, and we know that, you know, there's people with financial difficulties, and they're going to want to know what we're doing. So, you know, we have that Pal Talk venue, too. So there's a several venues that, you know, when you have a Christian bookstore, okay, you can use that page to promote these venues, and you can actually embed, like we have a Blog Talk Radio section in our bookstore. And that, you know, in that itself, we have playlists. We can even advertise things on Harvest Victory. We can talk about what's going on. You know, sometimes people will send us events from Facebook or Twitter, and we can, you know, share with the viewing audience, you know, what events are going to be, you know, in the New England area. I'm sure that they have events in California, but we don't live in California. We live in sunny New England. Okay, and then we have MySpace. We have a MySpace page. We use the MySpace to promote our radio, internet radio ministry, and other people's media ministry as well. And so we have, let me just count it right off the top of my head. We have MySpace 1, Pal Talk 2, Blog TV 3, Blog Talk Radio 4, YouTube 5, Facebook 6, Twitter 7, and anything else out there. We're looking at Mogulus, but that's something else that is going to be more associated with our school ministry. Okay, so where are we going with this, all right? When people come to your page, they're going to see, you know, that they could actually own their own bookstore. You go to the far left. And right under choose currency, so you know anybody from any part of the world could actually come to the bookstore and purchase based on their currency. There, we can change it. So we have Canada, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom. All right. So we are definitely global too. So this is why you should really come on board the bookstore, the Christian bookstore. Online bookstore bandwagon with us. And you can own your bookstore. We don't own you. You become independent. And, you come in and you sign up on our page, Earn Top Revenues. And our bookstore ID number is 3415, but you'll see it on there and things like that. And then after that, you'll see a Dayspring and e-cards are free. So, you know, that's a good way to promote your bookstore once you get it. You want to just let people know how much you love them, how much Jesus loves them, and come aboard our bookstore. You know, some people have actually been healed on our bookstore because they listen to Blog Talk Radio, and we have the wonderful things that we say on that as well. You know, I have social causes that we believe in to make poverty history, one.org, for those who are interested in that. And if you have your own cause that you want to promote and you want to use your creativity, then we have Zazzle down here, Zazzle.com. And this widget, you know, is promoted by WSTKITV, our broadcasting network, which, again, stands for Seek the Kingdom Internet Christian Television for Greater Boston. And everything that anybody purchases or creates, all right, on there, it's always good to have your own account. But you don't need to have your own account if you don't want to. But if you have your own bookstore, you're going to want your own account. And it costs nothing for sign-up fees for your own account. It just costs you time to create product. And they have many product lines to choose from to stamp your imprint on it. And it's just wonderful. Okay. We are also Sky Angel IPTV resellers, all right? And we have a link right under my point here, just before Zazzle. And it's at the bottom of the page of hvh.deepershopping.com. And when you click on that link, you're going to go to a page where you'll see my other, I have a, they like the idea. And this is not, I just want to say, these individual fundraiser programs are not part of 30-fold. 30-fold is what we come under. We kept Deeper Shopping because, you know, we made a lot of contact with that and with that website address. But we have another website address, hvh.30fold.com, which is the same page. So we have it pointing to hvh.deepershopping.com. But I will in the email send that to you, those links to you so you can see it's one and the same. Okay, but you are going to only have, if you decide to do this, one, all right, web address. Okay. All right. Now, so if people wanted to order IPTV and use that as a way to do ministry, to get media ministry into the homes and lives of people, you get more things on in the different packages. There's a faith-based package, and then there's family package, and then there's a combination of premium channels and the faith-based package. And people get blessed and transformed. And it says the first month is free, and they send you the equipment you need, so you can use that to share with others. And anybody that you sign up for free, you get a month free. So I think if you can use that towards your advantage, you're going to have free television, a ministry, and a bookstore. So I would take advantage of that. And I believe that, like I said, the first month is free. But then they start to charge you if you come in under the faith-based program at $14.99, which is $15 a month. And, you can upgrade to the combination, the premium channels and the faith-based for $20. And I think the last, the ultimate where you're going to get the news and everything else that you would want in Dish Network, so Dish Satellite, and this is not satellite, it's through broadband connection. It's only like the most expensive package you're going to be paying no more than $26. You could pay more if you decided that you wanted to do the paid per view. So you have those options, and if you are, if you have talent, and if you have a studio like we do within our home, you can actually produce your own shows and send it to them. And maybe you can become like pay per view. We're trying to do that, but that requires time and. And so we want to really put a plug in for how one can own their own bookstore and help support their ministry and other people's ministry too. Okay, so the initial fee would be like $200, like I said, by clicking on there, the link it's not even a link, but it is a icon, earn drop revenues. Or if you just want to just try the product out and let me know if you're on our page, and I can send you a discounted coupon, a certain code on there. Okay, so we can have a little diagram, and basically I have Harvest Victory House in the middle, okay? And maybe we have some people in the listening audience that are very creative. Maybe the Lord ministers to you right now about what the name of your bookstore would be if you did this, okay? Again, it's a $200 investment, all right? And we're going to get into how you can also save on your taxes. It was so wild when we found out the different ways we can save on taxes, and in some cases, people get business returns back. But I have a Harvest Victory House in the middle. Then I have these extensions from of possibilities of what can. What we can do in network fashion. And I call this the multifaceted approach to fundraising, okay? What can I do? How can I use our bookstore? Because we know that people they're more than just singularly, focusing on different things. Many people, because we live in an environment, we live in a day and age where everything is visual, that we've learned to adapt in a multifaceted way to life. And so, we know that people are just not going to just buy a product, come on. They're looking how to make it work, how it can work for them, and how they can promote their ministry. And because if they love the Lord, they're going to want to serve Him with their whole heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and love their neighbor as itself. So let's see how we can love our neighbor. All right, now, okay. So on one extension, all right, we have blog radio where we can make announcements about what we are doing in our bookstore, what we're doing in ministry, and what other people are doing, okay, and maybe even give a teaching or two, all right? And then we have Sky Angel IPTV, which, you know, you have to go to Sky Angel website to become a reseller, but you have to sign up for an IPTV. And they're really good. I believe that they're now a ministry, and you can, it's a history of how they started. It's really, very interesting. And then Zazzle.com, for those who are more socially conscious and creative, you can, you know, in creating your own products, okay? And I'm telling you, out of all those, Zazzle.com, when I first started to do a whole line of products that would, you know, that would be reminiscent of the Florida outpour, within a 24-hour time period, I started making money. All right, so you want to go where, you know, you want to do products where the Lord is leading you, all right, and things like that. And it wasn't a whole lot, but it was money. And I wasn't even advertising. So could you imagine with multifaceted approach to advertising on a site called a Christian bookstore, you could really, really bring in the profits just by being open to where the Lord wants you to be and how and what he wants you to produce. In Zazzle alone, okay? Now, at the same time, you've got to be talking about your bookstore. I think that's great. You can probably even have shirts that, you know, can really be buzzwords from scripture or different things like that. I know that on Blog Talk Radio, I kept telling everybody about Facebook, and I'm like, somebody should do a t-shirt on Facebook, because I keep saying that. And next thing you know, somebody who was hearing me from Dirtyfold, all right, they made a t-shirt called Facebook. I thought that was so good. I'm like, somebody heard me, then either heard me or the Lord, you know. So I'll give the Lord the credit on that one. That's where all of ideas, all of our creative ideas come from anyway, from our relationship, our intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. Okay. So, and then, you know, we have this opportunity of purchasing your own bookstore. And, of course, that seems to be the only investment over and above Sky Angel investment, which is, you know, Sky Angel investment's like $15, but the first one's free, so you can, you know, take a good month to get come up with that, the payment for that, right? And it's also, you know, the automatic payment, okay? And my point page is just an incentive, you know, if you keep up with, you know, clicking on the ads when they come to your email. You don't necessarily have to buy the product, but just by clicking on it, you're going to keep getting points. It's like S&H green stamps of the 60s, all right? And, you know, then when you get enough points, you can get, you know, a gift card. I think that's good for Christmas. We've actually, my husband and I, when things were a lot slower financially, we actually used the MyPoint system to purchase Christmas gifts. Okay. And so the initial investment is like, you know, for all these things here, all right, and then we have, I did pay for Blog TV so we can get better pictures on there because everything's going HD, and that's only $24 a year. So you look at, all right, a $200 investment for the bookstore, you know, and as the primary place for you to advertise anything in your ministry too, okay? You can also put your, you know, Blog Talk Radio on there and anything from YouTube and any of the other fundraising widgets. I didn't even get to the fundraising widgets. But we, somebody came to me on Facebook, and they were telling me about the fundraiser widget, okay, and how you can actually create these widgets. And then there's a place in these widgets where, and if everybody wants to know what widgets are, just come to my bookstore page, if you're not there already, at hvh.deepestshopping.com, and you're going to, you know, see the Blog Talk Radio and the WSCIRO, and that's a widget, okay? And it's going to have the code, and all you have to do is cut and paste. Cut and paste means simply putting the browser over code information, And then you save it. You go to Control C or Control S, however you save it. All right. And then you hit. I think it's Control B or something like that. You hit that and you paste it right into wherever the back office of HVH does need to be shopping in. And it's really plain and simple. You're going to go to the HTML code. But if you have a hard time, this is where my husband and I come in. We can actually be your coaches. We can actually help you. And it is a certain fee, but it's not all that much. It's not all that much dependent, compared to what my husband and I initially invested in come on the bandwagon of 34, which used to be Spread the Word. Okay, so we have like $200 of initial investment to have a prepaid, already established website, bookstore website with all the products and things like that. And if you know somebody like, we read a lot of John Paul Jackson's materials, you find out because he has an ISBN number that, we can send people to our bookstore and they can get, we can get them a good discount on John Paul Jackson's books. Okay, all right, so we have like or anybody else that we read with. We have the Shack as well. And we teach out of the Shack too in the scriptures. It's wonderful. All right, so then we have, people want to become a Sky Angel reseller, and you want your, you have to get your set-top box, and if you have a broadband connection, which you should if you're going to have an online bookstore, right? It's $14.99, and that's like initial. If you're not going to get the full package of $25.99. Okay, and then let's see with that investment. And nothing was asked. Oh, my points is free. The fundraiser widget is free. Oh, yeah. But you want to pay for that year subscription for Blog Talk, for Blog TV, and we can set that up for you and make that happen for you. That's $25. All right. Now, you add that all together, all right, and we're looking at, and then we'll put a fee for promotion because we will be promoting you. Okay, now listen to that. Without our service fee of, setting you up and making sure everything's running smoothly, okay, we're looking at, all right, $200 plus $15 plus $25, $240 investment. We went into this deal with, no holds barred at $329, all right? And we didn't have all this on there. We had to do our research, and we had to make it work, okay, all right? But for those who, you would need, for the media part, a laptop. We have a Dell laptop. We don't do well in Macs. I think out of my right side of my brain. I'm more visual oriented, and I'm, Windows Media, anything Windows, even Windows Vista, is easy for us people who are challenged in this way. what we'll do is we will charge a one time fee, okay, of $239 plus $75. All right, for our input, okay? Just help set you all up. Okay, let's see what that entails, all right? Let's see, 14. For those who sign on today, but for those who don't sign on, then we would be charging a one-time fee of $100 to, help you manage the Blog Talk Radio component, and the YouTube, and make sure everybody can see you on Facebook and Twitter and different things like that. But for those who sign on today, it'll be the $239 that includes, again, the bookstore fee, okay? And we would be, be the intermediary between you and 34 to make it all happen. And we want to make sure that you get, you're in direct contact with them. For the nuts and bolts updates, they have business meetings, online business meetings every Saturday. And then the $15 for Sky Angel and the $25, okay? So these are all initial startups, and let's see, 14. So with the $75, you're going to spend less with all that you're actually going to spend less on everything that than we did for when we started with just a website. It's going to be like $314 for everything, okay? And you'll get our coaching expertise. And, you know, we'll be able to interact with you through IM, either on Facebook. We'll even have a Facebook group for those who want to, you know, come aboard the Christian Online Bookstore endeavor, all right? And we'll make it all happen for you. Because it gets very frustrated. And when we were trying to understand how to do Blog Talk Radio, I was more like, okay, you know, and I really relied on the Holy Spirit to, you know, to minister to me on how to do it. And then I read the directions, okay? It's like, you know, putting your own exercise bike together. There's the directions from China or Thailand or some Asian country, and they've got small people that create small tools, and you try to put it together, and you realize that you're missing one boat, and you're wondering if you have to go to China to get it. So, anyways, so that's that in a nutshell. And so, you know, our goal, yes, you need to know what our goal is. You always have to have a goal if you are fundraising. Just don't fundraise for the heck of it. You don't fundraise just because it's a win. You want to always focus in on the why, the mission, the vision behind fundraising. Okay. You've been hearing me say this. We have Seek Christian Teaching Worship Center online. We have a very small ministry, a home-based ministry, but we want to do it that way because it's more media-centered and we can't fit a whole lot of people in our room. All right? So we're developing many things online, and we're establishing a school, like I just said. It's a leadership school. And you'll hear more about that on Blog Talk Radio on our bookstore website, as well as we do Twitter people outside of our bookstore as well. So we want to teach them, we want to improve our media outreach and other people's media outreach in a way to get their products out there or their business or their ministry, and then teach on leadership, okay? So far, I just wanted to, for those of you who are saying, well, I want to do this, but, you know, I don't want to, I feel like I need somebody to coach me. If you want us to coach you, this is what we should do for you. You can write to us, you know, and send a check or money order to Seek Christian Teaching and Worship Center, and make that up to that. Seek, S-E-E-K, Christian, C-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, Teaching, T-E-A-C-H-I-N-G, and Worship Center, okay, Inc. And it's P.O. Box 218, Stoughton, Massachusetts, 02072. Again, P.O., Seek Christian Teaching and Worship Center, P.O. Box 218, Stoughton, Massachusetts, 02072. And write, you know, a little explanation of what it is that you're wanting us to do with this. You know, include, you know, open in the bookstore, okay? And if you feel you could do this in two ways, you can come to our site and sign up for the bookstore, let us know you did that. We'll get word of knowledge that, you know, from the folks in 30 folks that someone has just applied for the bookstore. But if you want our expertise on how to do this from, you know, the very beginning, it's best to write to the address and, you know, and send like the $314 that would include. We can set you up in the bookstore, so you see that. That will include $200 going towards your own bookstore, $14.99 to help set you up in the Sky Angel IBTV resellers program, and the initial fee. But what you'll have to do, though, is for the Sky Angel reseller, you do have to pay for the service after that, you know, 30 days after that. We're just initially establishing that link with you. We'll have to send you W-9 forms for the Sky Angel separately, and you know, we'll walk you through that again. And also for those who want to do blog TV, if you have a laptop with a mic on it, we would, you know, help set you up on that one as well. But I would think this is what I would do. You know, if you just want our services and you're confident on helping, you know, you're confident on signing up for those things separately, let us know what you want to do, all right? And then send us the just the service fee, you know, for our services, so we can be a coach to you. And then we'll instruct you on how to connect with those online websites as well. So we can do the whole thing for you, or we can do, you know, this part of it and just direct you to those websites and show you where you need to download. And then we will assist you in putting everything onto the bookstore that's created. Now, you don't have to even create the bookstore website. It's already done for you. So with that alone, this is, you know, this is how I wanted to present this. And we've kept giving you bits and pieces. But with the widgets, you're going to see our widgets from the Facebook shipping widget, where, you know, you can give people the luxury if you have a PayPal account. You have to have a PayPal account attached to a bank account for that to happen. You'll see the different the outreaches and the reasons behind for the outreach right on the chipit, and usually it has a place for how much you think you might want to raise for that particular outreach. So you can, it's actually better that way for your paperwork too. Or if you just don't want to do that and you want to just go to the Global Fund and bring people to the Global Fund and, you know, help out with what Vaughn was doing with Africa, you know, click on the $1 link. We have that on our bookstore website too. Okay, and we can assist you in how to get that on there. So a lot of this is setting up and promoting. And so I have my husband here, and we need to get going. But, you know, if you have any questions, you can always email us at Canniff, C-A-N-N-I-F-F-C, S-E-E-K, at live, L-I-V-E, .com, Canniff, at live.com, or send us a letter to Seek Christian Teaching and Worship Center, letter or donation to P.O. Box 218, Stoughton, Mass. 02072. All right? Well, we only have 7 minutes remaining. And, honey, is there anything, would you like to pray for this, for those who have just listened to this broadcast? Okay. Well, just hold my hand. Yeah. Okay. Anything that might come to your mind or heart, feel free to interject, okay? Lord Jesus, I just wanted to thank you, Lord, for the listening audience, for those who are, you know, caught up in financial hard times and don't know, you know, if their ministry is going to thrive or if the ministry is just going to go by the wayside. Lord, we know that ministry is from within. And so, you know, Lord, if you have called the people by their name to humble themselves as they pray and fast, they get a word of knowledge for their ministry. They, you know, you say in Scripture that it might be prepared for lack of knowledge, but Lord, you call us to be a people of vision. You call us to be a people that will respond to the signs of the times. And we ask that you would just touch everyone, Lord, that listens to this broadcast of how they can use the creative talents that you have embedded it within their spirit since before the foundations of the world were laid, for such a time as this, that, Lord, that you would release them into their destiny, releasing all the talent, releasing all the treasure within them to bless multitudes of people throughout the earth. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord. We ask that you would just touch our ministry and touch our way of teaching people where they're at, Lord. And, Lord, that Lord, that you would just bless them with treasures from on high for those who come to listen to us either on Blog Talk Radio or come to our bookstore website to purchase materials that are inspirational or to even own a bookstore and then to promote it. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Bless your people, Lord. Bless your people with greater life expectancy in all areas. Lord, may they flourish, Lord, and may they always have a kind word to say to whomever you put in their path. We thank you. And bless Rick Allen, Lord, and the folks in Arizona. They went through many trials and tribulations, and Lord, and it's coming up, Lord, on top. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We got to go, and we have 4 minutes remaining, but we've actually reached the end of the broadcast, and it's actually a beginning for many of you, and we hope to hear from you soon. God bless you. We love you, and keep the faith. God bless. And not only keep the faith, but keep Christ always coming back into the kingdom. Amen.